Thomas E. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating a neurological progress report. It's on patient Robert Alton Ingersoll, I-N-G-E-R-S-O-L. It follows the letterhead of April 14th, 2025, which you've already typed. His information is the same. His pharmacy is Lassen's Drugs. It is addressed to Heather Smith, PA-C, Lake Almanor Rural Health Clinic, and that is at 199 Reynolds Road, Chester, California, 96020. Phone is 833-227-3743. The fax is 530-527-5410. The clinical indication is neurological reevaluation with acquired data - history of cognitive decline. Current diagnoses: 1 is alcoholism, 2 history of fall and stroke - remote, number 3 coronary artery disease, status post bypass surgery, currently stable, past medical history positive for COPD. Dear Heather Smith, Robert Ingersoll returned today for neurological follow-up after his initial examination on April 14th, 2025. New paragraph. He remains under the care of Dr. Massa locally for his coronary artery disease, and they are following him carefully with reevaluation carotid Doppler studies. He has remained stable, according to the family. New paragraph. Following his initial examination, he completed the NIH quality of life questionnaires showing minor findings of cognitive dysfunction. Minor difficulties in communication, a slight reduction in his positive affect and well-being, no reports of depression, no difficulties in participating in social roles and activities. Little, if any, reduction in satisfaction in his social roles and activities. New paragraph. His laboratory diagnostic testing was abnormal, showing a Quest Alzheimer's disease detect APOE isoform in the plasma, values E3/E4, an elevated risk for Alzheimer's disorder. His plasma ammonia level was 34, not indicating any liver dysfunction. His comprehensive chemistry panel studies showed a slightly reduced EGFR, an elevated total bilirubin, AST and ALT consistent with liver dysfunction, dash probably his alcoholism. The MCV and MCH were elevated, as was the total monocyte count. His screening B12 and folate levels were normal. His testing showed evidence for insulin resistance. Diabetes testing is pending. His nutritional evaluation showed an unmeasurable vitamin B3 level, for which nutritional supplementation would be indicated, and would indicate the need for follow-up testing for a 5-HIAA and a chromogranin level to exclude underlying malignancy. The Quest Alzheimer's disease beta amyloid 42/40 ratio, another Alzheimer's biomarker, was normal. New paragraph. He returned today with the results of his neuroquantitative brain MR imaging study. The study demonstrated no evidence for acute intracranial hemorrhage, ischemia, mass, mass effect, or malformation. The volumetric analysis showed evidence for advanced cortical gray and white matter, cerebral cortical and hippocampal volumes, with high-grade diffuse cerebral atrophy. This would be most consistent with Alzheimer's disease. New paragraph. We discussed all these findings today, and in consideration of his evaluation, he will be referred for an advanced amyloid PET CT imaging study at the HALO Imaging Center here in Chico, which will indicate to us whether he has the findings of amyloid plaque, the etiology in Alzheimer's disease. New paragraph, I'm scheduling him for that follow-up appointment, and I will send a follow-up report when we have those results. New paragraph, today we touched on a possible referral to the infusion clinic in Marysville for treatment if he has Alzheimer's disease. New paragraph, I'll send a follow-up report when he returns.